Triple AM Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty Fabrecki and the fabulous sound of Cold Chisel there and Bow River. We had Ian Moss on the show on Tuesday, and he's playing tomorrow night in the acoustic session at the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie. What a song. What a song. What a talented artist. The great Ian Moss is. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 past five. Partly cloudy today, a medium 50% chance of showers and storms, most likely in the late morning and afternoon, falling as snow above 1,500 metres. Can you believe yesterday and now today? Wow. Only 21 degrees, and for the boaties again, it's been a wipeout all week because of strong winds. And today, not out of the north, out of the south, to around 30 knots, decreasing to 15 to 25 knots. So that's what we're looking at today. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I had a very good day. Lots of success, foot soldiering around here at Triple M, and had a game of golf in the afternoon with a couple of like-minded gentlemen. Very, very funny day, let me tell you. And the wind. Don't you hate the wind? Playing golf, like, no, I hit it over there, and now it's over there. It's hard enough as it is. Anyway, it was a good afternoon. I did fire the barbecue up last night. The wind had stopped coming in from the north straight onto my veranda, so I was out there barbecuing last night and enjoying it. And, yes, we had some strawberries for dessert with a little bit of ice cream with nutmeg on it. It was nice. Well, I had to do it. You eating your strawberries? I hope you are. Let's have a look at what the main news stories are today. Of course, we had that woman in North Queensland bitten by the shark. Further details of that coming up with Hannah. It was in the WIT Sundays. Wow. Also, food tampering laws to be amended in Parliament today to increase penalties from 10 to 15 years imprisonment. And in the Senate, the committee has found Peter Dutton misled Parliament over the au pair visa affair. Locally, police are urging local residents to be vigilant and ensure their homes and cars are locked following a string of residential breaks and enters in the Kempsey area. And the Royal Commission into Aged Care should hold a special sitting in regional areas, including the Mid-North Coast, according to the Labor Party. Now, in sport, of course, the big one on tomorrow night, it is the Storm and the Sharks. Coverage from 7 as Triple M rocks the finals. Yes. And, of course, Saturday night, the Roosters and Souths go at it, two 1908 clubs. What a game it's going to be. Locally in sport, at Southwest Rocks, the surf club there is Morning Rod, holding a surf sports coaching clinic weekend this weekend. The event sees the club partnering with the Sydney-based club Queenscliff, with all nippers on the Mid-North Coast welcome. The event actually starts tomorrow afternoon with a board session from 4:30 and continues on to Saturday. Good on them. It's going to be a great weekend. And also in rugby league, in the Hastings League, the Laurieton Stingrays have signed Tommy Maguire as captain coach for the next couple of years. Morning, Tom. On the show today, plenty happening, including, of course, Maroon talking NRL for the award-winning Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernie. Also coming up, Maroon, of course, talking, you know, we're talking football, as we mentioned. Would you go away? Got someone being silly here. Go away. Also today, we're going to look at a couple of really interesting events coming up, community events at the weekend. There's one cracker in Wauchope. And, of course, if you love your flowers, we're going to talk about a big show at Panthers at the weekend. And also coming up, the Huntingdon School has a big birthday. We'll talk more about that later on in the morning as well. It's Tradie Thursday. That means Christy out and about today, thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories, now on Hastings River Drive in Port Macquarie. It is smoko time for some local tradies this morning. Christy's going to arrive with the Tumblegum Bakehouse goodies with the oat milk, and they get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies every Thursday with Tradie Thursday. Where on the Mid-North Coast is she going to be today? We'll find out a little later on in the morning. Also, the $1,000 birthday wheel. Good luck. Hope you get on. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Sophia Loren, Tim Rogers, and the great Jenny Morris, born on this day. Also, the Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today. That prize is so good. 1327 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 14 past five. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels
good. Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
tired people?
Is your insomnia wearing you out?
Running you down?
Making you crash your car?
Then be worn out, run down and driving bad no more.
Yes, that's right. Suswear has the answer.
Introducing Suswear's amazing new sleep-inducing Bill Curly doll.
Yes, that's right again. Suswear's amazing new doll looks and sounds so much like Labour leader Bill Curly that you'll be asleep in seconds.
Don't toss and turn all night.
Fall asleep before your very eyes.
Simply curl up beside a Bill Curly doll and push his belly button to activate.
And furthermore, I think this matter is blah 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 blah.
It's that easy. Hours of sleeping pleasure is just a belly button push away.
Amazing. But don't take our word for it. We'll read anything for money.
Just listen to our satisfied customer.
Sleeping for me was a distant memory. It was driving me mad. But then my psychiatrist showed me his Bill Curly doll.
And furthermore, I think this matter is blabber, blabber, blabber. Blabber, 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 blabber. Blabber, blabber.
It worked so well that my psychiatrist couldn't wake me up. You should have seen his bill. Thanks, Suswear. I think.
The Suswear Bill Curly doll. Hours of fun for the whole insomniac.
Be like Parliament and nod off when Bill opens his mouth.
But wait, there's more. You can even be like a TV newsreader.
Meanwhile, opposition leader Bill Curly...
drop off at the sight of him.
But wait again, I hear you ask. Can a Bill Curly doll slow down my attention deficit hyperactive disorder, child?
Of course it can. It can even neutralise red cordial.
Even stop those pesky Mormons at your door.
May we come in and bless your home, ma'am?
And furthermore, blabber, blabber.
Oh, my
blabber,
goodness.
Blabber, 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 blabber.
The Suswear Bill Curly doll works better than a hammer.
And the batteries last for ages because I soon put myself to sleep. Blabber, blabber, blabber.
The Bill Curly doll. If it's cheap, you know it's Suswear.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Geordie Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Director Peter Jackson may testify against Harvey Weinstein in the Ashley Judd lawsuit. Judd's attorney said Tuesday in court that the Lord of the Rings director can provide powerful testimony against Harvey Weinstein. To The Bachelor, it's taken months of persistent lurking, but Bachelor's Klinger has finally secured her moment of happiness and possibly changed the course of the competition, all while wearing a racy bikini.
Cass?
Nick?
Will you accept this rose?
I would love to.
Oh, yes!
And to The Block, wow, there was lots of dobbing last night, and Sarah hasn't been the only one dobbing to Scotty. She also told Courtney about someone doing some painting when they shouldn't have.
The Sparky was trying to do it because Carper Court were trying to get their blinds in, so he was trying to help, but it's cheating. Because both of them were offside.
Carper Court should have had to wait.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I hope they get everything they deserve.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Strawny.
Well, we've got a beautiful sunrise this morning, but the wind's starting to howl already. The trees are bending over in front of the Triple M studios here.
I cannot believe this week.
Oh, it's just incredible.
I cannot believe this week. We have not had a window of opportunity to have a fish this week.
Yeah, pretty ordinary.
I'm very disappointed.
Yeah. Well, I was, when he finished foot soldiering around here yesterday, I had a game of golf with a couple of larrikins. And, oh, Bluey, it's a hard enough game as it is without having the wind blowing to 30 knots.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, shocking. And the fishermen, just a disdain on their face. Goodness me.
Yes.
Shocking, Bluey. But anyway, we'll see what today brings. At least from the south, I think you can get a little bit more protection. But it's blowing already. Given we're at the bottom of the tide midway through the morning, nothing's going in your favour. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, I was going to go. I wanted to go out to the breakwaters this morning. I wanted to have a look to see if there's some nice quality blackfish out there, but it will get blown away out there, so we just have to go back into the estuary again.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what our chances are. We'll fish the southern banks. I might just try for a blackfish or a brim on prawns. That's all I can do today. I'm sorry, listeners.
Thank you, David.
It's not very nice out here at the moment.
It's shocking, yes. Any clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, it's got a couple of clubs out in town here. The Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh in back at the marina, followed by a barbecue. And also our good friends, the Lyden United Services Fishing Club, they've got their monthly comp on. It's a 1 o'clock weigh in at the rear of the clubhouse. The barbecue starts at 12 o'clock.
Okay, all right. So a couple of clubs out this weekend. Hopefully the weather will settle down a bit by then. The official word from the Bureau says at this stage, Saturday mostly sunny with northeasters to 20 k's. Sunday sunny, medium chance of showers, Bluey. Hope we get those, but southwesterly winds to 25 k's. So we'll wait and see. The radar looks, they are talking about, 60% chance at the moment. It's probably raining just north of Coffs, right over Alm from Mulloway's house.
Yes, that'll be right. Yeah, just watering his garden for him.
That's right, yeah. Nothing anywhere else where I can see from the radar, Bluey. So anyway, we'll wait and see. He's unbelievable. Yeah. All right. Ding, ding, ding. There are four teams left in the NRL as Triple M rocks the footy. Both games live. Let's have a look at footy starts for today. Bluey, what have you got for us?
As you said, there's three games left. It's going to be on now, sort of. For the Storm, Will Chambers is welcome back to the Storm. For the Sharks, they're still monitoring Paul Gallen, whether he'll play or not. I think he will play. I think he'll get through the captain's run. The Sharks get 8.5 start Friday night.
8.5 start. Now, they're betting at the moment. The Storm are $1.37, Bluey, and the Sharks at $3.10. How does that look?
Oh, it's a good day, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. And Saturday?
Yes, for Saturday with the Roosters, well, they've got Mitchell Orbs in the centres. Going to be a big loss for them having Mitchell out, but they'll have to play on without him. For the Rabbits, no change to the team that have become bloody field goal experts, but they're 1.5 start at Allianz Stadium to the Rabbits.
Oh, you get it. The betting at the Roosters $1.75 and the Rabbits $2.10. And
close.
Yeah, it is close. And I'm waiting for Witt to ring me. I might call him. I'll have to have a lottery ticket with him at the weekend. He's been pretty quiet, the human rabbit, let me tell you.
Yes.
And also, just the phone's just pinged, Bluey. Alan Biggin, how did you know it was raining here? How did we know, Al? It's because you're there. There it is straight away. So it's raining at Big Al's house at the moment. At Mulloway.
Yeah, he just walked down to the back seat to have a look at his boat and it started raining.
Yeah. We should see a story about him on 60 Minutes or Sunday night. You know, Al moves to the Central Australia and farmers rejoice as rain tumbles down, one of those things, you know.
Yeah, it'd be true, wouldn't it?
I reckon it would be.
He could do an Australian tour.
Australian tour, yes, of course, of course.
Yeah, all the outback areas that need rain.
And, of course, starting tomorrow, Bluey, about 7:10, start your engines, everybody, and start your tongues in this instance. Starting tomorrow, if you can take on our Turbo Tongue Twister test, you're a step closer to winning the ultimate supercars experience. And, of course, it is a package with all the best bells and whistles to the super cheap Auto Bathurst 1000, October 4 to 7, tickets at Ticketek. Has the apprentice mechanic, etc., and the bear been practicing their tongue twisters, Bluey?
Well, I had a phone call from the apprentice yesterday. He's trying to get the inside running on this, for the first qualifying. What do you have to do?
Yes.
He's definitely practicing. Haven't heard from the bear yet.
Haven't heard from the bear.
And the mechanic, he's keen too. So you've got three starters tomorrow. I'll give you the drum.
All right. We're just after 7, and it should be quite interesting. As I said, we've been working with our promotional team and the girls here in the office about what will our sayings be that they'll have to compete with. So it should be very, very interesting, Bluey, about 7:10 tomorrow. All righty, bit of homework for you. Big weekend coming up with all the footy finals. And, what about the Richmond game too, Bluey? I mean, you're an ex-Victorian, an ex-Mexican. Richmond and Collingwood, they could build two stadiums, I still don't think they'd fit them all in. It'll hit 100,000, you'd think, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. Really looking forward to that one.
All right. Okie dokie. Homework for you. We'll need a bottle of Best Bet as well for tomorrow. Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Possible shower atop of 20 degrees for Port Macquarie. Good morning. Ryan Speed with the latest Mid-North Coast news. The Port Macquarie SES team, the target of a theft over the past few days. Thieves targeting a locked rescue vehicle, seeing life-saving equipment taken. It's understood the four-wheel drive was locked and parked on Cathy Road at Lighthouse Beach, targeted sometime throughout the night on the 18th of September. Unit Controller Michael Ward says among the items taken included a battery-powered chainsaw, a first aid kit and a cordless drill. Vital Disability Advocacy Services in Port Macquarie could be forced to shut their doors if New South Wales government plans to cut funding goes ahead. A campaign named Stand By Me has been launched by the New South Wales Disability Advocacy Alliance in a bid to stop funding being cut from 2020. Advocacy Law Alliance CEO Mark Grierson says local people with a disability could soon be left high and dry unless the funding stream is renewed.
We're at risk of losing a number of staff, but the impact that will have on people with disability is more important. If the New South Wales government pulls the funding for advocacy, as it's planning to do, it'll affect at least 150 people per advocate who they help each year.
Beachgoers across New South Wales will soon be better protected when cooling down in the surf, with spots across the coastline set to deploy drones as we head into summer. Surf Life Saving and the Department of Primary Industries extending their unmanned aerial vehicle trial, which will monitor 15 beaches from the start of the October school holidays. Tacking Point and Port Macquarie included in the program, hoping to reduce the number of rescues and drownings by having an extra set of eyes on key black spot locations. Members of the Mid-North Coast community urged to nominate an outstanding local resident, with submissions now being taken for 2019 Port Macquarie Hastings Australia Day Awards. Mayor Peter Pinson urging those in the region to nominate people who go above and beyond in making our community an inclusive and great place to live. A number of awards on offer for the 2019 ceremony, including Young Citizen, Citizen, Senior Citizen and Community Group of the Year. Now to sport. And looking at news in the world of cricket, and plenty of fun will be on offer down at Town Beach come the 3rd of October, with the Sydney Sixers Beach Blast returning to Port Macquarie for the school holidays. The announcement being made in the lead-up to another exciting summer of cricket, helping the region's young ones to get out and active and enjoy the sun and surf. Right across the Mid-North Coast, that's the latest local news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have our southwesterly wind blowing, producing clean conditions in those southern corners and some of our open beaches. The southern corners are the pick of the beaches this morning. We do have a small leftover northeasterly swell. Wave size is only around that 2 feet mark, but there's still some fun little waves to be had. We do have a low tide around 11 o'clock morning. High tide is around 5:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 17 to 18 degrees.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Yes. Morning to Chris. Chris, I hope you're having a good day today. He was still getting over St George getting done last week and why they didn't kick on the last tackle. Poor old Chris. Now, front page of the Sydney Morning Herald says, raising the Endeavour. Archaeologists hope the vessel's remains can be excavated from the US grave in time for the 250th anniversary of Cook's arrival in Australia. Also, strawberry sabotage. PM rushes in tougher laws. And beleaguered Turnbull's last-ditch plea to moguls. Those are the front-page stories in the Sydney Morning Herald today. And the Telegraph, the headline is, Come on, Sydney, back a winner. Racing boss says boring government is letting Vicks run riot. Racing boss and footy commissioner Peter Vandalase has fired a rocket at a pathetic New South Wales government for failing to make the most of Sydney's promoting of sporting events, saying the Victorians were miles ahead despite having, quote, the most dreary city on earth with the worst weather. Also on the front page, visa students will be made go bush. International students will be forced to study at regional universities under a Morrison government plan to help ease overcrowding in the capital cities. And in the Oz today, their lead story is move to head off China with Papua New Guinea base. Australia is working on plans with the PNG government to develop a joint naval base on Manus Island, edging out the Chinese. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News agencies. Triple M and the Beatles on Strotty's Recce Show and Twist and Shout. It is 7:09 today, looking at getting your name wrong. Now, if you've got a hard-to-spell name like me, I've got lists of them, absolute lists of them. And I myself have mangled other people's names. The early example I gave was about an old footy trophy. I think it was the under-10s. I got best back, and it was M. Straufin, spelled S-T-R-A-U-F-I-N. Which is nothing like my name. 13:27:10, getting your name wrong, Triple M. Good morning, Lynn. How are we?
Good morning, sir. Yeah, well, I've had a few issues with my name, but the one that immediately came to mind was the guy that was a Secretary of State or whatever for the USA, Sean Spicer, I think his name was.
He was the press secretary of Trump, that's right.
Yeah, and our beloved Prime Minister from about 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago or whatever.
Don't be like that. Come on.
He kept calling him Trumbull.
That's right. I've forgotten about that. Sean, what was his name? I think it was. They used to call him Spicy. Sean Spicer. Yeah, here it is. He's a world... It's a bit different with common idiots like you and I having our names mucked up. This is on the world stage.
Exactly.
Why don't I just see while we're talking if I can try and find that bit there and we'll play it. Good one, Lenny. I like that one. But yours gets mangled all the time, doesn't it?
Oh, bloody hell. Only it's like five letters and I've been called lots of different things. And I just say, as long as it's not late for dinner, it's right.
All right. Okie dokie. Yeah. Good one. Thank you, Len. Sean Spicer was the bloke's name. We've found the clip.
I had a very cordial conversation with Prime Minister Trumbull where they went through an extensive discussion of this deal. So he has ensured that while he has respect for the Australian people, respect for Prime Minister Trumbull. Tony.
Anthony Maroon's NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy.
Here he is, there's his music, Anthony Maroon, good morning.
Strawny, yes, it's a great time to be alive, isn't it? Finals, rugby league, and my team versus your team this weekend.
Isn't it going to be just the best game? Look, honestly, I love my team, but I'm a realist enough to know they were close enough when there was eight of them, and it's going to be even closer now. There's only four teams left. The quality of the footy, Maroon, was amazing. We know poor old Saints, didn't quite end for the way that they thought it would last week. Have you ever seen a game where three field goals have been completed, other than the great Billy Smith in 1971?
Mate, I don't think I have. I don't remember that Billy Smith game. But that's apparently the last time it happened in a winning finals team. But, you know, like, that's what... In finals footy, you just need those halves that can keep a cool head and just those little one percenters, mate. You know, three shots at the field goal for three field goals and... I mean, the poor old Dragons had one shot from in front and missed it. So it's that one, it's those little one percenters, mate, isn't it, you know?
I tell you what, you and I obviously love to look at the serious side of the game, but also the trivialities. Did you hear Freddie's explanation as to why Adam Reynolds was so good?
No, I didn't.
He said it's because he's a midget. He's only got to drop the ball about 1 foot. He said, have a look at the other bloke. He's dropping it from about 4 foot. Adam's only got about a foot to go, and it's there.
And the Dragons fans would be pulling their hair out, mate, when they saw them running it on the fifth in their last play of the game. What was going on there?
Watching it live, I couldn't believe it, and it got worse the next day when they showed the wide shot, Maroon, and there were two blokes unmarked outside the bloke he threw it to.
Well, mate, you know what they say, read about it in tomorrow's paper.
Yes.
It's all over for the Dragons for another year. Can I just quickly, before we go on, congratulate my boys up there, the Laurent Stingrays, who have appointed a new coach, Tom Maguire, as you probably know. Now, we sat down over the last couple of weeks, me and Eggy, and we looked at who was available. Desi Hasler, Michael Maguire, Anthony Griffin. And we said, what's the nearest thing we can get to Michael Maguire? Let's go with Tommy Maguire, and I reckon he'll do a fantastic job.
Actually, you know how old I am? I actually worked with Tom's father here back in the old days at 2MC. How about that?
Well, mate, this is why it's time for you to vacate the seat for me so I can have a little bit of time in paradise.
But can I give you a tip too? He's a lovely bloke, Tom's dad, but honestly... make sure your insurance is paid if you get in a golf cart with him. If you're listening, Mags, that is great news. Tom and his family ready to go with the Stingrays. That is big news for Ego. And listen, are they changing their logo? Are you putting in an order for a new jacket for next year?
Mate, I'm saying you've got to get, like, whatever you change. You can go with a Stingray if you want, but it's got to have grey hair and glasses like me.
That's too good. And what about your sponsor here, the great Alistair Flower, with the Friendly Fernie and the Sets? The Sets won a national award, not just a local award, the national award for the best pub in Australia for community service.
Yeah, that's it, really, in all honesty, that's awesome, man. It says a lot about the bloke and it says a lot about those two wonderful establishments, mate. You know, I mean, as you say, that's not an award for the Mid-North Coast or for... I mean, this is a massive award. This is everybody at all levels. And good old Alistair, he pulls out the big ones. And, you know, he's been around running pubs for a long time. So those couple of pubs up there, they're in good hands, especially my favourite, the Sets.
Now, listen, you would love this. I saw a couple of photos early on, and right, he's got the fantastic settler's jacket on, like it's a proper blazer. There's photos emerging of it later. Apparently, this was at a race course, and he's got a pair of bright pink floral boardies on with the jacket.
that's what he gets around in, mate. No one's there. You know, that's one of his favourite things to do. He's on a quiet early morning is to get down to Lake Cat Eye in those pink board shorts, mate, and just frolic around. And if there's no one around, if the mood takes him, he might even strip down to his pink man thongs to celebrate the big victory.
Okay, right. We better talk some footy, Maroon. These two games, so it's my team, but I'm not super confident. It is just going to be two great games. Tomorrow night, coverage from 7 on Triple M. The Storm are $1.37 favourites over the Sharks at $3.10. Wow, what a game. They've got so much history. Will Chambers, isn't he Mr. Popular, up against Gal. It is going to be some type of gamer, and you've got 100,000 over the road at the AFL. This should be a great game. There's probably 150,000 people within a kilometre of each other.
Well, you know, like, and didn't we say all along, well, I mean, I've been of the belief for a long time, only three teams can win the premiership, the Roosters, the Rabbitohs, and the Storm. So we'll probably say goodbye to Cronulla this weekend. They've just got too many players playing busted or not playing at all. And Billy Slater's last game in Melbourne, I mean, come on, this is an uphill battle that I don't think the Sharks can match. Oh, I'd have to take Melbourne.
All right, now... the elephant in the room. Here it is. The Rabbits, the Chooks. We're in the Fowl House. The last game at Allianz. 42,500 people are going to be there. It's going to be deafening. The Roosters are missing a couple. The Rabbitohs are in great form. They've got the Burgess controversy hanging over them. Wow. How do you see this being played out? And don't say the Rabbits by 30.
Well, look, mate, you wouldn't believe it. Yesterday I had to go into Triple M Sydney for a meeting, and somebody who will remain nameless mentioned to me that Mark Strawn will be here on the weekend for the game. And I said, are you going to catch up? And I said, keep him away from me. I don't want anything to do with that bloke. This would be a great game. Without Latrell Mitchell, this brings the Roosters back a bit. Maybe the question is, are teams better with the week on, off, or not? I don't know. Rabbitohs looked pretty flat last week, I thought. And the Roosters will be rested. And, of course, they'll be without Latrell. But I think Luke Keary's a big game player. We all know Cooper Cronk's a big game player. They've still got James Tedesco. They've still got plenty of muscle up front. Having said all that, Rabbitohs by 12.
There it is. I knew it was coming. Now, listen, I know, are you calling? Because I know where your little booth is, and I'm not far from there in Bay 17 on Saturday night. Or then, are you barred from calling this game?
Well, I don't know. My deal is I tend to bow out about 2 weeks before the grand final, so... it's in the capable hands of my good friend Dan Ganane, but I'll be there enough.
Yeah, come on. You'll be up there with Rusty, and you won't even have party pies. You'll have, caviar spring rolls or something.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, you know, the thing is, Strawny, there's got to be some rorts in life, and that is one rort. I do get looked after at the footy, so you know what I mean, but it'd be the same to me if I was on the hill. But no, mate, if you can, as my dear old dad used to say, it's only a rort if you're not in on it. And I'm in on it, and I'll be enjoying it this weekend.
For the Friendly Fernie and the award-winning Sets, that's Maroon's Tips, the Storm, the Rabbits. Coverage both games from 7 as Triple M rocks the footy. Thank you, Maroon.
Glory, glory.
Strawny.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, Strawny Fabricchi and Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light, which is coming through. Hopefully it rains later. We'll see. 11 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's see if we can give away the cash. We go to Steve in Port Macquarie. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Good, Stoney. How are you, mate?
Terrific, buddy. What are you up to today?
Now, on my way to
Taree
at the moment.
On the way to Taree. All right. Hopefully the highway's nice and clear for you. And fingers crossed we get some wet stuff this afternoon. Steve, I think I'm going to have to sometimes wear a mask when I leave this building when I say it's going to rain and nothing happens. But anyway, we live in hope, chap. What number do we have to match on the wheel for you?
Go for 13, thanks, Johnny.
13, Steve. All right, buddy. Here we go. Come on, number 13. Come on, number 13. Come on, number 13. Come on, number 13. Coming around and the rotten thing stops on the number 19. Oh, fair dinkum. Can't give you the cash, but Steve, end of the month, which is only, a week and a bit away, we do the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies that Christy puts together. Really appreciate the call. Have a nice time on the highway and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, mate.
All right, buddy. Okie dokie. Other birthdays today, we do have some luminaries like Emily Saunders. Is young Emily 7 today? Yes, she is. Love comes from Nan and Pa and Mum and Dad and Brother Will. Good on you, Emily. I'm sure you're going to have a great day today. Well done. Also, this is a special one. She's turning 90 today. Shirley Olive of Warhope. Love comes from your family and friends and us all here at Triple M. And people like Shirley and Emily are sharing their birthdays with Sophia Loren, rock star Tim Rogers and the great Jenny Morris, all born on this day, September 20.
Strawny.
Cam Smith, what a genius.
He's got the field goal. He's got the brilliant
Gladiator. Triple M's golden grand final ticket.
Only Triple M Club members can win, like Andy from Port Macquarie. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm good, Stroyney, and you?
Terrific, buddy. Listen, we're going to be sworn enemies on Saturday night, but you are in the running to win, of course, the Golden Grand Final ticket. Now, Andy, I just need to know, are you comfortable with this? Airfares, accommodation, chauffeured to the ground, you and your bestie, right, in a boxed area with a five-course meal, unlimited drinks package and ready for kickoff. The Grand Final. Could you handle that, Andy?
Oh, I think I could just squeeze it in, yeah. I've been looking forward to that.
Fantastic. Now, tell us a story. I know you're a rabbit's tragic, aren't you?
About 40-odd years worth, yeah.
Oh,
been a tough time sometimes.
Yeah, it was. I still think one of the best days I've ever had following rugby league is Mr. Producer and I were driving to a promotion on the Gold Coast, and the day the court case came down that let you in and stuck it up Rupert Murdoch, it was just fantastic.
Most of the supporters are ready to think the other way.
No, that was just great, you know, to see you guys back in the comp. And I won't be cheering you on Saturday night, but I do appreciate a proud club with a great history. Good on you, champ. All the very best in the big draw. Now, who were you taking? Were you better half get a run, or were you going to take a mate?
No, I think I'll be taking the wife,
Stroney. Yeah, good on you. You have to go home at some stage. That's a wise decision, Andy. All right, champion. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
All right. The Triple M Golden Grand Final ticket. Only Triple M Club members can win. Not a member? Sign up today. TripleM.com.
Box out tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yes, and here she is. Christy for Tradie Thursday. She wouldn't tell me where she is going. Now, where are you? You've got to admit to it now. Come on, where are you?
Good morning, Strawny. Yes, I'm hanging out with some roofers this morning. Choice word there is roofers, not roofies. And the certain someone I'm with, I believe you share a bit of history with in the water, Strawny. So I want to test your memory and see if you recognise this voice.
Okay.
How you going, Strawny?
Oh, jeez.
Tell him what you have for breakfast. He didn't eat breakfast. Did you go surfing this morning?
Didn't go surfing, but there will be waves later, maybe, mate.
Okay, well, it's that Hodgie, is it?
That's it, brother.
I got it. See, I know.
Geez, you're pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. How are you, champion? Anyway, where are you working at the moment?
We're down at Laurieton Residential Village, mate.
Okie dokie. So you'll be sneaking out to North Haven at lunch, is that what you say?
Correct.
He's been telling me in his little jimny he's got that he runs up to North Shore. Quite a regular thing that he does. And he tells the boys, you know what, I'm just going up the beach.
That's right. Yeah, go and do a quote. That's his MO. That's what he normally says. I've got to do a quote.
Yeah, mate, I've got to have the ladder on and the board in the back.
Good on you. Now, Hodgie, now what are you attacking first, Christy? What from Tumble Gum is going for Smoko today with Hodgie and his roofers?
Well, it's just Hodgie here for now. The boys are still on the roof, so they haven't quite had Smoko yet. But when they do get down from the roof, they're going to have some donuts, lemmingtons, Nimish tarts from Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe, where the food's not just good, it's bloody great. And, of course, some oak chocolate milk, strawberry milk or vanilla malt. What are you going to pick?
I'll go Lamington, Ronnie.
Oh, Lamington, yeah. Now, I've got to say, Hodgie, though, I know it's one of Otto's favourites, the old Nimish tarts. It's an old-style little cake. How good are they? Just don't tell your cardiologist.
Oh, they're unreal, mate.
All right, Hodgie, now what song can we play for you today? That's part of Tradie Thursday. Triple M rocks out tradies. You can have whatever you like. What do you want to hear, chap?
Well, mate, it's an old school one that you'll know. It's Solid Rock by Goanna.
Solid Rock by Goanna. We know that one. Classic Australia. Now,
classic.
Christy, if your people would like you to come to their job site, just go to triplem.com.au. It's that simple.
Exactly. And if you don't enter, I can't rock up to your job site. So I've got to reiterate that if you want us there, if you're a plumber, you're a roofer, you're a mechanic, whatever trade you're in, let us know. Go to triplem.com.au.
Good on you. Good to talk to you, Hodgie. Enjoy the freebies, buddy.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Out here, nothing changes. Not in a hurry anyway. You can feel the endlessness. Coming all the light of day. We're talking about a chosen place. You want to sell it in a marketplace. Well, we'll just a minute now. Solid rock, standing on sacred ground.
Triple M.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here she is doing the Mid-North Coast Today live from the job site with Port Colonial Roofing with Hodgie and his crew. I bet he's finished that Lamington already, Christy.
He has. He's eaten all the food. So when the boys get down for Smoko, they miss out, actually. So a big shout out to Ty, Bucko, Jake, Ben and Jeremy. They're working hard this morning here at Laurieton Residential Resort.
Well done. Good on you, Hodgie. Yeah, I knew we'd demolished the Lamingtons. Port Colonial
Roofing.
He's
pretty impressed by you too, Strawny, that you figured out who he was straight away.
Oh, see, I never forget a voice.
Oh, good on you.
There you go.
That's
now,
why we love you.
There's a few things happening all round the Mid-North Coast today.
There certainly is. Nambucca Heads RSL sub-branch monthly general meeting is on today at 7:30 at the RSL. And discover some of Mount Yarra Happiny's unique nightlife during a ranger-guided spotlighting tour tonight from 6 o'clock. This is a free event and sponsored by New South Wales Environmental Trust and McClay Landcare Network. That's a great one for kids to get along to tonight, particularly because it's free.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And Kendall Bazaar is on today, at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2. And Zumba dance classes are on today from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And, of course, the Clyde Street Markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this arvo. And the annual Archibald Prize is still on show at the Glass House. So get along and see some beautiful portraiture prize.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Christy. Thank you for that. And Hodgie, they're demolishing that wonderful Lamington. And if you'd like Christy to come to your place, your job site, you simply go to triplem.com.au. It's that simple. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M Mid-North Coast and Strawny Fabrecki wrapping up with Mickey, You're So Fine from the great Tony Basil. I remember a couple of years ago I had to do a presentation at Huntingdon School and they did that song. It was an absolute beauty, let me tell you. It was a Beechwood School, that's right, Beechwood School. Huntingdon have their 150th anniversary this weekend too. Going to be a big day. We'll talk more about that tomorrow because tomorrow we'll be looking at our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also, more of the grand final golden ticket. Yes, how good is it? Someone's going to win airfares, accommodation, and chauffeur driven to the ground. You get a five-course meal, the unlimited drinks package to watch the grand final. It is so good. The golden grand final ticket, only Triple M Club members can win. John Michael in with all the Hollywood goss and the last chance for you to win $1,000 on the wheel as well. It's been a busy show today. Thanks for your company. We had a very funny chat this morning on getting your name wrong. Now, Jamie, our technician, is sitting behind me. I reckon my name's hard to spell. How do you go with yours? What, people do some great incarnations of your name too?
They do, yeah.
We had one bloke brought up. Do you remember Donald Trump with his aide talking about Prime Minister Trumbull? That was a beauty too. Anyway, if you want to have a catch-up, it's on the Triple M Mid-North Coast website. Just go to my page and press catch-up, Prime Minister Trumbull. That was so funny. Whatever you're doing, have a great day. Ray, coming up after 9 on 131873, and I'll catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thursday.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy.